Okay, let's begin our discussion of Chulin Daf Nun. Chulin Daf Nun, 50th daf, or really 49th daf of Maseches Chulin. Today's year sponsored three sponsors. One is Leila Nishbas Basia Bas Nachum Be'er, Mrs. Beatrice Cook, a woman of grace and strength who creates her sons following the passing of her husband, B'derech HaTorah, rewarded with grandchildren and great-grandchildren following her tradition. Basia Bas Nachum Be'er. Also today's shir is Leila Nishbas Baruch Ben Rav Yaakov HaKohen Jevaski, whose love of learning cannot be extinguished, whose yard site is this week, Yudah Alef Shvat. And also this week's shir, as we have mentioned, is sponsored Leila Nishbas Yerachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai. The neshama should have aliyos. Okay, let's get into Mem Tes Amabez. We are a couple lines up for the bottom, Amber of Nachman. But just to read the Shulchan Aruch that I mentioned at the end of the shir yesterday, the discussion came up. Again, it's not really our issue, but the same type of conversation came up where there was a machlokes, and the one who was matir said it was based on a Torah chasal mamonon shal Yisrael. The Torah is rachmanus, and we mentioned the two different dayas, two different suggestions in Chazal. What is the source for a Torah chasal mamonon shal Yisrael? Is it because of does it come from tumas nige batim, which Rashi quotes here from the Torah's Kohanim? Rashi in the last couple of skinny lines, we know, right, one of the three cases that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Ayin Aleph might not have ever happened, Nige Batim, but either way, the halachas of Nige Batim could be the source Torah Chasal Amon Hashem Yisrael, because the Kohen asks us to take everything out of the house before he is metame the house, which is also one of the rites that Saras is not a contagious illness, right? To take everything out first before I say it's tame, right? That's Tumas Nige Batim. And the other source is Vishkisa Es Sonam Es Biram, elsewhere by the end of Amidbar, the pasuk that says we have to feed our animals. So that was that conversation that someone was matir based on that, and the other Amora said back, just because of that you're going to be matir in Isser, just because of that you're going to be matir davar bishum sakana. So because it was a parallel conversation, that's why that was brought up here in the Gemara. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kuf Tezayin in Yerodea, all the items that are asr mishum gilui, because the second conversation was about mayim gluyim, or other items that were left galui, machlokes, about what we have to be worried about. So the Shulchan Aruch says, mashkim shen is galu, just as mashkim, right, to include more than just water. Asrim chachamim dechayshin anshem ashasa nachash behem vihitel behem eres, as the Gemara quotes, and he quotes it from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara that we had earlier. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, ve'achshav, based on Tosus, she'in achashim mitzuyim beneinu mutter, but now that we don't have snakes mitzuyim beneinu around, mutter. Why is it mutter? Don't we usually have the principle of davar shebeminyan, Gemara and Beitza, that we can't take away a din just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, right? Many different examples of this, says the Taz right here, ve'ein bazeh mishum, quoting the other, quoting the Rishonim, ve'ein bazeh mishum davar shenasar b'minyin, delo nasar ela mipnei nechashim. Because this gzera was, it was built in that it was based on the reason. And if the reason wouldn't apply anymore, then the gzera wouldn't apply either, right? Sometimes, the Koheles Yaakov in his commentary on Beitza, the Mishkas Yaakov in his commentary quotes that there are different types of gzeras. There are some gzeras that have the reason built in to it, so that if the reason doesn't apply anymore, then the gzera falls away. And there are others that no, others that the reason is not built in, right? It's just, it's a gzera, and they made it even if the reason doesn't apply anymore. How do you know? How do you know which is which? So he explains, Rav Schachter likes to quote this Koheles Yaakov on Maseches Beitza. He explains, well, if the gzera goes against a din d'oraisa, so then the gzera has to be built in, because it's going against the din d'oraisa. So then we would say, if the reason doesn't ever apply anymore, the rabbanah have the power to make such a gzera, right? Yesh koch b'yad chachamim lakar davar ben haTorah b'shev al taseh, right? They can tell us not to do something, but once the gzera doesn't apply anymore, then memela, the din kicks in again. Masha'enkein, if it's not going against any din d'oraisa, so then the reason would not be built in. So for example, the gzera of kohanim who have mumin on their hands, not doing Berachas Kohanim. So the Beis Yosef quotes, but nowadays that we have a talus over the hands of the Kohanim, that even if they have a mum on their hands, they're still kaduchin. What do you mean? The Chachamim said that they're not allowed to duchin if they have a mum on their hands. The answer is no, because the Chachamim telling you not to duchin because people are going to think something that's going against the din mitzvah saseh of Berachas Kohanim. So in that type of case, it has to be built in. Or the Bir Halacha in Hilchos Shabbos has a tzorachian. Bir Halacha says, well, nowadays we don't have any rishus d'rabim d'oraisa, so why do we have any gzera d'rabim of not blowing shofar on Shabbos, for example? We should blow shofar. Well, gzera shemi yavirenu, What do you mean? There's no Rishas Arabim. So there's never a Gzeira. There's never a Chash of Rishas Arabim Daraisa in the Chafetz Chaim's day. So what do you mean? What's he asking? You should say, Afa Bisha Bala Tamo Batla Gzeira. The answer is no, because the Chachamim knocked out Tekiah Shofar. And if they knocked out Tekiah Shofar, so then it's different. So if it's going against the din, so maybe we can say the reason was built in. Maybe one could say the same thing here. Either way, the Rishonim say, there are two formulations one could say. Either one could say that here they built in the Gzeira because it's going against the din. What's against the din? Baltashchis, the din of having to do something that, you know, otherwise there's counter-pressure. Not exactly a mitzvah in this case, but it is a din. But the way the Rishonim mostly formulated is that, no, here it's different because even Bizman HaGzeira, if there was a place where there were no stakes, so then the Gzeira wouldn't apply. So it's not even that the reason doesn't apply anymore. Even originally, it was limited. Either way, this is what Baalei Tosfos say, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'yachshav she'ein achash metzuyim b'neinu mutter. The Vilna Gaon on the Shulchan Aruch just quotes the sources for this Shulchan Aruch. Does not quote anything different. The Gra here says, Tosis Bavarazara, Ube Perakama Diyantif and Beitza, Perak Basa Diyoma, Visharma Komos, the Ain Khan Misham Davish Meminyan, Shal Nigzra, Lachat Hila, El Bamaka, Vishbo Misham Gilui, Bita Kamrina, Yain Mavushal, Ain Bomisham Gilui, Vaharbi Chayose Bahemsham, Vuadin Ladidon, Bakulam, Kivishlo Nasa, Lagamri, K Nirali. That's the Gra. So the Gra on his commentary on Shulchan Aruch does not give any impression that there's anything different. But if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Pesachei Tshuva here quotes from the Shlach Kadosh and from the Gra of elsewhere that he is still machmir lemaisa. Bikol makom shomer nafsho yirchak mizeh v'haraya shari tur kasav kol adinim echad yan lanosa. Right, the tur wrote all of these halachas, even though the Shulchan Aruch says not, but the tur quotes all the halachas. Ubagos achasid agra kasav gam kishay nizar ma'od b'davar zeh. Right, the Gra says that he the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that the Gra was nizar. Ayin sham taimo al kena rotsa lizar yayin kol adinim b'tur. You want all the dinim? Look in the tur. Even though the Shulchan Aruch did not quote them. But either way, so all these halachas are mentioned. Interesting, besides this, if you look where we look elsewhere, the Shulchan Aruch does quote the halacha about not eating fish and meat together. He quotes the halacha based on the Gemara in Pesachim. And there the Shulchan Aruch does not say that, oh, we don't have the danger anymore, right? We don't have the Gemara says, it's that it's Bishum, some type of a sakana, but we don't have that anymore. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says that here, he says that, Eina Chashim Mitsuyim, and therefore it's Mutter, unlike the case of the Basar V'Dak. Okay, let's continue then now, a couple lines up from the bottom on Memtas Amid Beis. Amar Rava says Amar of Nachman. Amar of Nachman, five lines up. Amar of Nachman. Chalav ha'asui kekova, chalav ha'asui kekova, eno. So same. Chalav, we're talking about different types of chalav that are asur. We had a machlokas yesterday between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Which direction it went in is a question. Two different, versions in the Gemara. But either way, one opinion said that there are two requirements for the chalav to be asur, and one said that there are three requirements for the chalav to be asur. Right? Either it has to be krum v'niklaf, it has to have a membrane, and it has to be able to be peeled off, or also totav, it has to be, draped over the, part of the basar that it's where it's supposed to be. So Rav Nachman says, Chelav asui kekova, if the shape is like a kova, so then ain't so safe. That is not so safe. If there is a nekev under it, it does not close it up. Right? We also have the rules of which type of chelav works for stima and which doesn't. Hechi amrila, where was Rav Nachman referring to? Chiti de karkasha. One opinion is he was referring to the chelav that is above the rectum. The amrila tarfisha deliba. Some say no, it was other something else by the heart. Different places, different suggestions. What Rav Nachman meant. Amar Rava, Shmas b'nei Rav Nachman tarati. I heard two things in the name of Rav Nachman. Chimsa ubar chimsa. Two chelavs. One chimsa, one called bar chimsa. Chad sasim and chad lo sasim. One works for esteema of the nekev and one doesn't. But lo yadana hey minayon. I'm not sure which one. I've lost the mesora. I'm not sure which is which. Rav Huna bar chinina v'Rav Huna b'reder of Nachman. Amar bar chimsa sasim. Chimsa lo sasim. Bar chimsa works for esteema and not chimsa. Amar of tavos v'simanech. How do you remember which is which? Yafek koach haben mikoach haaf. right? The ben, the son, is stronger than the father, and therefore here too, bar chimsa works. Bar chimsa, the son of chimsa, bar chimsa is what works for a stima, right? That lashon of simanech yafek achamei mikoach av comes up elsewhere. Sometimes when the Gemara says the tafel is greater than the ikker, right? We have some Gemaras like that. Do we find mimatzina and tafel chomer min ikker? That's not exactly the same. Sometimes that tafel is not exactly flows from the ikker. Here, Koach ben mikoach av is more of a direct, like the Gemara, the poskim talk about this in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we know what is the definition of cooking on Shabbos, Bishul b'Shabbos. So cooking in fire, right? That's Bishul b'Shabbos, or anything that halachically is considered fire. So what is considered fire? So one might say a heating element is considered fire. What about cooking as something that was heated by the fire? That's also Bishul d'Araisa, right? If I cook in a kli rishon shehusar me'al ha'esh. Right, if it gets yatzo lettuce bow or whatever the rules are for the shear for liquids for solids on Shabbos. So if I couldn't cook in a kli rishon that was cooked from the fire, that is also bishul daraisa. What about if I cook in the sun? The sun is a ball of fire, but that's not suras bishul on Shabbos. So when it's mutter to cook in the sun on Shabbos. What about cooking in something that was heated by the sun? That's asur derabanan. Because I'm cooking from something that's heated by the sun, I might get confused, right? Heated by the sun, heated by a fire. How do I know the difference? The sun and fire, I'm not going to get confused. Human fire and God fire, right? That's different. I'm not going to get confused with that. So that's why cooking in the sun is mutter. But cooking in a toldas esh is also drabana because I might get confused. Cooking in toldas chama is aser because I might get confused with toldas Eish. And the poskim say, that's an example of yafakocha ben mikocha av. Because I'm allowed to cook in the sun, but I'm not allowed to cook in something heated by the sun. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Ches, that's the Siman of Bishul B'Shabbos and Aruch Chaim, Siv Gimel. Kishem she'asa levashel ba'or, kachasa levashel b'told us or. I'm not allowed to cook in a fire, I'm not allowed to cook in something heated by the fire. Kagon, litein beitza b'tzara kadeira, o l'shavra al sudar shehucham ba'or kadei shetitzaleh. V'yafilu b'told us chama. Even in toldas chama, something that was heated by the sun, kagon besudar shehucham bechama aser gzera atu toldas or gzera bishum toldas or aval bechama atzma, but cooking actually in the sun, kagon litin beitza bechama litin mayim bechama kadesh yucham umut, that's mutter because the poskim say the Mishnah Berurah quotes it velo gazrina not to or dechama beur or lo michlef or fire or light. Or is fire chama b'ur lo michlef, right? It's not going to be confused, as the Gemara says, and therefore it is mutter, right? This is part of the issue of dudei shemesh, right? What exactly is that considered? If it's a considered shemesh, then it's mutter. If it's considered tolda shemesh, then it's aser. If there is other electrical elements that are involved, then it can be aser. This is a big discussion in the poskim, again, that came up years ago, and it still comes up, Arayam Azeh, about using the Duchemesh. Okay, let's continue. Hey Chimsa, the Hey Bar Chimsa. So what exactly is the case of Chimsa and Bar Chimsa? So how do we know? So again, we already said Bar Chimsa is so same, and Chimsa is not so same. So which is it? So Tashma, Damar of Nachman, Inu Mechalachli. They, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Rav Nachman says, they eat it. Uledidan mistam nami lo sasim. And for us, it's not even so same, right? They eat it, and for us, it's not even so same. Meaning, we said before that chelev kasher, chelev tahar is so same. So Rav Nachman asks, how is it that we're able to eat this, right? Rashi, the ksavi chelev taharhu uladidan, and we say that mistam it's not even so same. We're so machmir that we're not even choshesh that lakula for stima. Not only we don't eat it, but we don't even have the stima. Rashi on top, bitmia ladidan b'nei bavel nihidlo achli leifah. We don't eat it because we're not sure, right, about the what's the chibsa, what's the bar chibsa? Nahachi miyam chaskidan le bechelef tor leo so same. Shma mina hahi de pligi be bnei eretz yisrael bnei bavel kari le rav nachman bar chibsa vahainu. Right, so we want to know what is bar chibsa. It's the item that there are different minhagim about eretz yisrael and bavel. Right, that's the identifying. That's how you know what is the bar chibsa. So that was his statement that he made. We'll get into more of the details, but this line, though, first is an important line. The Magen Avraham uses this line. Again, Rav Nachman says, they even eat it. We don't even use it for estima, which sounds like, how can you be so far apart from each other? Right? There is a discussion in the Stechemet. Stechemet has, do you ever have a machlokes min hakotza el hakotza? Do you ever have machlokes of extremes? Somebody says muta b'achila, and the other person can say it's even also b'hana. Do you ever have something like that? So that's this line. Right, if it's mutter for them, and we don't even, he made a declaration, we don't even use it for stima, that sounds like a machlokas, but a katsa la katsa. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Shabbos. Magen Avraham in Reish Samach Aleph. Quotes, somebody is mekabel Shabbos. Somebody is mekabel Shabbos, what is one allowed to do, during the time after I'm mekabel Shabbos, but it's not really Shabbos yet. What happens if it's Ben HaShemashos? The halacha is you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do malacha, Ben HaShemashos, of Erev Shabbos. Umutr lomar le'enu Yehudi ben Hashmashos lahadlik ner l'tzarach Shabbos. That's mutter. V'chein lomar la'asas lo malacha shi l'tzarach mitzvah oshu tar v'nechbaz aleha. That's what we paskin. Asking a goy to do something for me ben Hashmashos is mutter. Ramah. What happens if it's not ben Hashmashos yet? But I was just makabel Shabbos. V'chein. Right, a woman lights candles. And then she remembers she didn't turn off the oven. She's allowed to ask somebody who was not makabel Shabbos yet to turn off the oven if it's before Shkia. V'chein mi shekibel olav Shabbos shah oshtayim kodem chashecha yachal lomar le'eno Yehudi, even Yehudi, but the Ramah here is talking about le'eno Yehudi lahalakaner v'shar derav shetzarech. Right, if he accepted it beforehand. Says the Magen Avraham, afilu shalom b'vaka mitzvah. This is Bein HaShemashos, maybe you need Maka Mitzvah or else you're Tarid. But this is even Shalom Maka Mitzvah. Why? To Kivit She'od Hayom Gadol Bevadai Yesh Mekomos She'adayin Lo Kibo Aleim Shabbos. If it's still daytime, obviously there are people that weren't Mekabel Shabbos yet, and the Magen Avraham, obviously has Shas at his fingertips, V'damya L'hadam Rinan, and it's kind of similar to what it says, Inu Mechal Achli L'didad Mistam Losasim. Well, what does that mean if we weren't learning Chul and Daf Zayin, Daf Nun today? But meaning, I'm Shabbos, you're doing Malacha, and I can't even tell a guy to do Malacha? Meaning that you wouldn't say that's far. Meaning it's a rhetorical problem. But the Magen Avraham quotes that as a comparison. That just like in our Gemara, the Chelev that's eaten by Bnei Eretz Yisrael, well, we can't even use it to be so same, to sum it's Chelev Tar regarding Stimas HaNekev. So too, compare that too, if they're doing malacha, I obviously should be able to tell a goy to do malacha. If you look at the Machzaz HaShekel on the bottom, who always explains the Magen Avraham, he's not so happy with that comparison. Not so happy with the comparison. He quotes, V'humad hu b'chulun daf memtes mebeis kut nun amet alef. He quotes the whole Gemara. U'maskinan dafilu l'bnei babel deinoch l'asom machzidus l'chel of tam me'mikol b'acham yuzeh yishlo d'chel of tar shiistom ha'nekev. The maskar is going to be that they could at least use it to close up the nekev. And he's quoting this from the Mahari Vial. Avol be'emes, eino dimyon amiti. I don't think this is such a great comparison. Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Shreifos. Dehasam hatam. What's the reason here? Dechelev hatar is so same to whom a hadig. As we learned yesterday. Kosher chelev works because it really serves a tight of closing up. The chelev tame ain't so same to lo mahadik. The elzem asik hashas. The chelev shalakeba hanal kiva de bnei yisrael ochlim al karcha mahadik. If they eat it, it must be that they did the research and it causes a tight seal. Unehi de bnei baba lo achli mikomakam vadi lo pligi bebetziusim hu mahadik. Right, maybe the issue of Rav Nachman isn't just an issue of, as I explained before, machlokes min akotze el akotze, a machlokes of extremes. Maybe the issue is, this is a machlokes about fats. Does it close up or not? So that would be very difficult to say it's a machlokes min akotze el akotze. Here, the fact that Bnei Eretz will eat it must be that they think it's a tight fit. Elo de Bnei Bavel sfirole de lo mahadig shapir. Right? It's not fully. Omishim Tosav. Or they hold of the third requirement, as we mentioned. Mehai time, I gamble b'nei babel. I'll call upon him so saying. Kimot al kapanim ahadik. Vizelo shayakan. And that has nothing to do with the machlokes and metzias. Has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. And therefore, says the Machzaz HaShekel, I'm not so comfortable with that Ma'ariv vial that is quoted by the Magen Avraham. Good. The interesting, once we're talking about Erev Shabbos and having people do work, there is an interesting machlokas aposkim just to mention, and then we will continue with the second line of today's daf. There's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Lavush. We mentioned this years ago, I don't remember. Recently, the Ramah and the Lavush in Reish Nun, Reish Sama Gimel. Right, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, That's what we paskin, right? If somebody was makabel Shabbos, they could even tell a Jew, like we just said, the wife lit candles, right, and you could tell. Or if somebody made early Shabbos, they could ask their friend who did not make early Shabbos to come and turn off their light, to do malacha. Ask them directly. Ask them directly. It's not Shabbos for them. So that's mutter. That's on Erev Shabbos. Umutter lehenos ma'osu malacha b'Shabbos. And what about Motzei Shabbos? What about Motzei Shabbos? What happens if I already ended Shabbos, but my friend has not ended Shabbos yet? So if my friend didn't end Shabbos yet because he thinks I'm wrong and Shabbos is not over yet, and he does not paskin like my shita, then you can't ask me, because then mitzido, it's really Shabbos, and I was b'chal Shabbos, so to speak. But if really, no, he knows Shabbos is over, but he's holding a longer zman, he's being machmir. Right, so then, is that the same kind of case? Is that also, just like on Erev Shabbos, you could ask a Jew who was not makabel Shabbos yet, so too on Motzei Shabbos, you could ask a Jew who already entered Shabbos. That's a machlokas between the Ramah and the Levush, if it's the same thing. The Ramah says it's the same thing. The Ramah says it's not Shabbos for that Jew. The kol shekein b'motzi Shabbos b'misha ma'acher l'spal b'motzi Shabbos osha mamshech su'daso b'layla mutar lomar l'chaveru l'Yisrael shekvar hispal v'hivdil l'azazo malachto l'hadol l'neiros l'vashalo umutar l'henos l'vashalo malachto kein nirali. Right, that's the Ramah. And the Levush is machmir. The Levush says no, you can't compare Iyule Shabbos v'afuke Shabbos. You can't compare Shabbos going in, Shabbos going out. If it's still Shabbos for him, then he's not allowed to ask you. You can't compare the two. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Achronim are maskim to the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the other Achronim agree with the Ramah. Either way, once heard a Shaila of, it was a certain Rebbe who gave great Torahs by Shalashudis. And he started Shalashudis, he started talking in Divrei Torah almost at the time that many people felt Shabbos was over anyway. So they asked the Rav, you know, how about I put a tape recorder underneath the table when once Shabbos is over, I'll say Baruch Ham Avdil, and then I can record your Shalashudis Torah. Right? Is that, if we pass on like the Ramah? No, that still might not be so appropriate, he said, because even if you want to say technically, but like to record Shalashudis, it's still Shabbos at the Shalashudis. Right? So, no, it could be, not appropriate, not mitzad Hilchah Shabbos, but mitzad Hilchas Uvdin Dechol, the Chulu, and other issues as well. Okay. This issue, you know, comes up a lot. So the Chazuki Chemet discusses, what if you have a Yontif Sheni, a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, whose Aravos, you know, got cut or ripped? Is he allowed to ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha for him on Yontif Sheni, to cut Aravos for him? Again, that's the issue of a general of Ben Chutz La'aretz asking a Ben Eretz Yisrael on the first day of on his yantif, you know, is that going to be mutter? It's just mitam minhag that he keeps the second day. Okay, big discussion. Not for now. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. We're still on the first line. Da akashia. So there's different types of this chalev that we're talking about. So da akashia. Part of it looks like a bow, and part of it looks like the bow string, meaning the round part and the straight part. So da akashia, the bow part, kuli amalo pligi da aser. Everybody agrees that is aser, meaning b'nei Babel and b'nei Eretz Yisrael. Everybody agrees that's aser, right? Rashi quotes, even according to Rabbi Kiva, who says that there are three requirements for the chalev. This has the three requirements. This has the three requirements, so therefore, it is going to be aser. That's definitely a chalev. Lo pligi da aser. Ki pligi da ayitra. Right? The machlokas is about the bow string, the part of the chalev that goes across. So that's the machlokas. Ika da amre, or a different version. Da yatra kuliam lo pligi da shari. Everybody agrees that the bow string is mutter. Everybody agrees that is mutter. Like Rabbi Akiva said earlier, that you have three requirements, and this only has two requirements. Ki pligi de'a kashta. The machlokas is about the bow, and Rashi again explains the svaras. The one who says is aser savar tosav, who holds that this fulfills the three requirements. And the one who says mutter, kimata mechuber mixas, it's not fully totav. It's not fully draped over and not connected. It's mechuber mixas, so it does not fulfill this third requirement. Okay, machlokas about the different parts of the chalev. Kihada amar Rav Avia amar Rebbe Ami Mikamsin, like Rav Avia says in the name of Rebbe Ami, who was a Ben Eretz Yisrael, Mikamsin, you could skim off the top and just eat the rest of it. V'chenam Rav Yana Mishum Zakin Echad Mikamsin, you could just be Mikamets, take off the top layer. Amar Rav Avia Havikim Nakamid Rebbe Ami Kamsu V'havu Levachal. He skimmed off the top layer of this chalev, and then he ate the rest. Shamei Rabbi Chanina, Havikoi kamed Rabbi Chanina, the servant, the shamet, the shamish was next to Rabbi Chanina. Amalei kmotz havili deechol, kmotz and give me so I can eat some. Chazi davi kamachasim. He saw he was not so convinced. Right, Rashi says megam game lo sachsom shor bedishol megam game. Right, he was a little muzzled. Right, lo sachsom shor bedishol to muzzle the animal. So he was like a little nervous. Amalei. So Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chanina sees this. He says, "Bavloat gomshadi, you are a Babylonian, right? Because the Obrei Bava were not makel in this regard. So you must be a Babylonian. Kum kadet shadi, throw it away. Meaning you can't eat it, because if you're a machmir, like chumra hamakom she yatsa misham, and therefore he says it must be that you are not able to eat it, even though I can. Period. Stop Tanya for a second. Look at Rashi. Rashi here, as we pointed out, Kedarko Bakodesh quotes Psak. Rashi Mesechas Kulin has many Psakim. Rashi at the end of Dibur Maskal Kipligi. Uladi Dun Shravayu Asiri. To us, they're both Ma'asir, both the Chimsa and the Bar Chimsa. Debasar B'nei Bavel Gararinan. Because we follow B'nei Bavel. Da'anan B'nei Gola Anan. We are the B'nei Gola, says Rashi. Sitting there in Golis. Ukalishna kama ulachumra. And we go like the Lishna kama, which is more machmer, that everybody agrees the bow is asr, and the machlokas is about the ayitra, and that's asr too. To call hecha, and Rashi adds, to call hecha the ika tre lishni begemara, imidi daraisahu, zilachumra. Ubidurabanan, zilbasar basra. Wow, so Rashi, that's a shas Rashi. Rashi says, whenever there are two versions in the Gemara, so who do you paskin like? Well, sufik daraisa lachumra, sufik darabanan lakula. Rashi says, when it's two lishnas about a daraisa, you're machmir, but the rabbanan, you are makel. Right? This is discussed by many different sources that talk about rules and regulations of how do you paskin based on the Gemara. Sometimes the Gemara will paskin. Sometimes, as the Gemara in Erevin has a whole amud, if you're a member, that discusses whenever there's a machlokas between these two rabbis, we paskin like this one, and we better we paskin like Rav Shmuel, Isure Bedini. There are rules and regulations. But what if it's you don't have any other rules? You just have two versions of the Gemara. That's Rashi here. If you look in the Rambam at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mamrim, all about Psak Halacha and those who rebel, right? Remember the Rambam, one of the, I'd like to point out that this is the Rambam at his best in terms of organization, right? Hilchos Mamrim he created, right? Hilchos Mamrim is about Zakin Mamre and Kibbut Av Ha'Eim and Mensorah Moreh. Right, the three areas of Halacha that are on this discusses in Hilchos Mamrim. So in the Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph, we've quoted a lot often, the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where he talks about Los Asur, his Kiddush, and at the end of Perek Aleph, the Rambam says, Shnei Chachamim, O Shnei Batei Dinim, Shenechleku, Shelob is Bana Sanhedrin. Right, some two rabbis have a machlokas after. O Shel Ad Shelo Higia Hadavar Lahen, or it's before it reached the Sanhedrin. Beim is Man Echad, Beim is Zechar. Zeh, Echad Matami, Vechad Matahir. Echad Osir, Vechad Matir. Machlokas, who do you paskin like? Im ein ato yodea leichad adinote b'shal Torah halach achara machmir or b'shal divrei sofer halach achara mekel. Same thing, if you're not sure, so the Rambam applies, even though the Rambam himself says, Savi derais lachum raised itself a didrabanan, right, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, but the Rambam here says, he still holds to that principle, Savi derais lachum or Savi derabanan lakula, like Rashi says here about two versions of the Gemara, the Rambam says it about machlokos. And if you look in the Hagos Lamanios here, on the Rambam, he quotes the same shita as Rashi. He quotes it from the Smag, but it's the same shita as Rashi. V'hu adin l'shnei l'shonos, sh'omer sham ika da'amri v'lon izbar halacha k'divrei mi. Same thing. Same thing, you paskin l'chomer by daraisa and l'kula by derabanan. You have to just go through all the times and shas, where there are two versions, and whether this holds true, or if there's an exception, right? Im tim salomars. That's another discussion in the postgame. Whenever there's five questions in a row, each with an im tim salomar, does that mean we paskin, like the tzad of the im tim salomar, or they're all still suffix, right? Maybe it's different based on whether the im tim salomar is really a question based on the previous question, or it's just two different questions, and the lashon is used as im tim salomar. So, different rules and regulations of psak, but again, Rashi uses one of them right here. Rashi uses one of them right here to talking about these types of chelev. Good. Tanya, weiter. Says the Brisa, says the Tosefta. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, b'nei me'ayim shenikvu, if one has intestines that got punctured, v'lechas odmasan, and fluid closes it up, Rashi, mi bifnim hi, right? fluid from inside the intestines, kshera, that is kasher, that stima works. Mailecha, amref kahana, shirka demeya, right, sticky fluid from the inside, denufik agabducha, that went out based on the pressure from within. Gemiri chavre de Rabbi Abba, me Rabbi Abba, umanu Rabbi Zera, the colleagues of Rabbi Abba, learned from Rabbi Abba, who was that Rabbi Zera, or v'yamila chavre de Rabbi Zera, me Rabbi Zera, umanu Rabbi Abba, bere de Rabbi Chia bar Abba, hachi am Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'treifa, v'halacha k'Rabbi Shimon b'avel. Yeah, this Misora. Right, we pass like Shimon Gamliel by Treifus, and like Rav Shimon by Avel. Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel b'treifa ha'da'amran. That's exactly what we just said. Rav Shimon Gamliel that talks about the intestines that get a hole, and the liquid closes it up. That's the Rashbag that we hold of by treifa. Rav Shimon ba'Avel ma'hi. Which machlokas by Inyane Avelus is there a machlokas that we pass on like Rav Shimon? De Tanya. It's a braisa. Kol shlosha yamim rishonim. Rachman al-Aslan, somebody died, and within the first 3 days, the family is sitting Shiva. There was a relative that they couldn't get in touch with, that didn't know. But if the relative finds out and he comes within the first 3 days that everybody else is sitting Shiva, right, since the death, Bami Malkam Karov, if he comes from a close by, meaning within 1 day's journey, if he comes within 1 day's journey, he was already within this proximity when the Avela started, so it's Ke'ilu, not he did, but Ke'ilu, he was with them, so Moni Imo, that he could just count Shiva with them and end when they end. Right? Even though he's only going to sit for 5 days, but still, he could end when they end. Mimakom Rachok, but if he was far away, more than a day away, Mone La'atzmo, then he has to count himself. He was not Mitztaref to the Avelus of his family. Mikan Ve'elach, but if it's after the first 3 days, Afilu Bami Makom Karov, Mone La'atzmo. If it's after the first 3 days, that he has to count himself. He has to count himself. He can't be Masarif. It's too late. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afilu Biyom Shvi, Bami Makam Karov, Moni Iman. Rabbi Shimon is Mekel. Even if he comes on day 7, as long as he was Bamakam Karov, then he is Mona Imahen. He could count with them and have less Shiva. Right? That is the, how we formulate the Kula. Omar says the, Gemara, Mandahu Ezki, Mandahu. Right? Somebody said, anonymous. Mandahu. Says anonymous. Ezki ve'esik ve'agmar l'shmaitzim ipumi demara. Halavai, I should be zochet to go up and hear this teaching from the mouth of the one who said it. From the mouth of the one who said it, right? Rav Chia, or question about the Girsi here. Rabbi Abba, Brei Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba. But he wishes that he could go up and hear this beferish. Kisalik, so he went up. He went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ashkechel Rabbi Abba, Brei Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba. He found him. Amalai. Amar mar alacha Rav Shugam Leo. Did you say that? Amalei, ha'ein alacha amri. No, the opposite. I said, alacha is not like him. Krib Shimon ba'avel, my, amalei, plugtin inu. I said, that's a machlokas. Whether we pass like Rabbi Shimon. De itmar, Rav Chizda amar halacha, v'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha, Rav Nachman amar ein halacha. Then what's the maskana? Ve'ein alacha krib Shimon gamliel, betrefa. We don't paskin like that, that the fluid can close it up. The alacha krib Shimon ba'avel. But we do like paskin like Rabbi Shimon ba'avel, de amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei hamekel ba'avel. Famous line. The halacha is like the makel opinion when it comes to, avelus. Good. Couple of points about that. So some Rishonim say that there is a limitation on that. There's a limitation on that principle of halakha devir mekel ba'avel. Two discussions. Number one, there's limitation. The Tosfos in Masechet Moed Katan says that's only by machlokes tanoim. Halakha devir mekel ba'avel. But not more than that. Not more than that. Moed Katan chav dalet amid aleph. V'yalva gav dekaimel an halakha kedivir mekel ba'avel hanimili b'machlokes shel tanoim. Avo b'milsa da'amo roi lo amran. Right, Masafkali Hekh the Shabito Peso Vakulu, and he continues. Right? We don't, every time there's a machlokas about everything, right? Then he's talking there about the machlokas of Yochanan, Rav, Shmuel. So, number one, some Rishonim say it only applies to a machlokas tanoim, not a machlokas amoram. Others not. Others expand it. Others expand it. If you look in the Mordechai here on the Gemara, it talks about maybe it's even a machlokas, maybe it applies even to a machlokas amoram. Maybe the machlokas amoram. Other poskim are even more mekel that maybe applies even to machlokas aposkim. The Beis Yosef in Shin Sadivav discusses maybe it applies even to machlokas aposkim. Either way, that's one issue number one. How far extending is this principle of halacha devar mekel ba'avel? The second point to mention is also the Rishonim mentioned that the halacha k'dibrei Meikah ba'avel, the Tosfos in Erevin on Daf Memvav, right? That's the Gemara that we were just talking about in terms of Psak. The Gemara says there, Tosfos says there, this is not based on the principle of halacha k'dibrei Rabbanan l'kula. It's not. Halacha k'dibrei Meikah ba'avel is not based on the fact that Avelis is Rabbanan and l'kula. Tosfos says, afilu b'yachid. Just read the line. Vinira da afilu biyom rishon shel avelus da avida raisa ki da amar bahag da halacha k'dibrei Meikah ba'avel midi da havi ki halacha k'dibrei Meikah be'eruv da mashmal el da afilu havi da raisa halacha k'dibrei Meikah. Right, we see halacha k'dibrei Meikah be'eruv and ba'avel even if eruv is da raisa. So most Bali Tosfos hold that all of avelus is drabanan. Right, Shiva, Shloshim, everything. Aninus is Da'araisa, but Avelus is Rabbanan. But Tosfos says, even according to the Gaonim that say, first day is Da'araisa, even they would hold to the principle of Halacha K'dibrei Meikah Ba'avel. That's an important, sometimes we have areas of Halacha where we say, Lekula, but it's not Dafka because of Da'rabanan. Right, Suffolk, right, by Brachas. Suffolk Brachas Lahakel. So we usually assume that's why Suffolk Brachas Lahakel, because Brachas are Drabanan, so Suffolk Brachas Lahakel. Pnei Yeshua writes in the beginning of the sixth Berak of Brachas, Slav Dafka, you could say Suffolk Brachas Lahakel even if Brachas are Daraisa. Why? Because you have a Kshash Brachas Shenetz Richa. Right, Brachas Shenetz Richa can be a very serious Isser. Right, maybe the Machlokas Daraisa Drabanan, Rambam and Tosfos. So just because you say Suffolk Lahakel does not mean it's based on Drabanan. You have that by Brachas, you have that by Erev, you have that by Avel. So that's the principle here, right? The Rambam and the Rif paskin like that sheet of the Gaonim, that the first day of Avelus, if it's Yom HaKfura and Yom HaMisa, on the same day, that's Daraisa. If not, even they agree that it's only Drabanan. Sometimes you have cases where it's built into the Din Daraisa. Suffolk Arla, Suffolk Mamzer, and it's the Gemara Kiddushin talks about how it's built in that Sveika Muteris. But even if it's not built in Beferish, we could still be Mako based on that. The Radvaz has a tshuva also regarding what about again Kriya. This is a related issue. Kriya. We know there's a chiv of Kriya, of tearing, by one of the relatives. What about, he has the Shaila, if somebody is in a room when a woman or a katan die? Is there a chiv? Not relative. Obviously, if it's a relative, then there's a chiv of Kriya, even in those cases. But what about if it's, because the Gemara says, if somebody is omeid, the Gemara moi katan, kol omeid alameis b'shasi siyas neshama chayav l'kroa, halamaze dome l'sei for Torah shenisraf. Shakol Chayav and Lekroa. That's what it's compared to. So is that limited to those who are Chayav in Talmud Torah? And it would only apply to men? Right? Or not, right? This is not talking about the sadness of the event. Obviously, sadness of the event applies to men, women, I mean, it's equal. This is not about Kedushas Yisrael. It's just that the separate Chiyav Kriya, when somebody is in the room, so does that apply only to men, not to women? So if you look in Rashi says, Sha'adayin hayaze yachal lilmod, v'havi kasefer Torah. So yachal lilmod, maybe that's about somebody who's chayiv in Talmud Torah. Again, women have a plenty to learn, but that flows from the mitzvos they're chayiv in. Right? Not per se the chiv of Talmud Torah, as we've spoken about. So, what do you say? Do you say it's because of the Talmud Torah, or the Ramban? The Ramban there says, Sha'hanefesh beguf ka'azkaros begvilin. Whoa. The soul of a person is like the shemos of Hashem on the cloth. Umasho ba'almahu, shehu hefsid gadol v'charada rabba, v'chayev adam l'kroa ala ki'ilu nisraf sefer Torah l'fanav. But according to that, it's men, women, everybody. But according to that, more Kabbalistic svara. Should it make a difference? So he quotes this discussion, and he says, Elenim psak, roi lifso kedasa rambanzal. If she passes like the Ramban, that, there is a chiyev kriya. For a man, or a woman, or a katan. Chada, Shehu lahachmir. Number one, it should be machmir. V'yavagav de'amrin halacha de'vrei Meikah ba'avel, lo amrinan hachi ela b'machlokas tanoim. Ulodas ksas gam machlokas amoroim. Avol b'machlokas ha'poskim lo amrinan. Radvaz. Only tanoim and amoroim, not poskim. Number two, kriya l'chud v'avelus l'chud. Hilchas kriya is separate from hilchas avelus. Right, there's a difference between the two. There's a chiyuv of kriya. Just like here, there's no avelus. This isn't a, even the kriya of avelus, even kriya that a person does for their relatives, is not betoras avelus. It's betoras the chiyuv of kriya. So here you have a classic example. There's no avelus for someone who one is not related to, but there is kriya, and therefore, even if you want to say halakha d'vermeiko ba'avel, it doesn't say halakha d'vermeiko b'kriya. Good. That he says about, for sure, a woman. One has a titzir kriya for in the room. What about a katan? That he's not 100% sure. And would you be mechalik, mean like a sex fake, a kind of like a tana versus a katan? He talks about this in the tshuva if you want to look it up. Chelo gimel, taf kuf nun ches. Gimel taf kuf nun ches, the radvas. Okay. There's also a discussion in the postgame when we say this halacha about within one day. Do you go by walking or do you go by modern technology? Right, many halachas, they talk about that. The Sharam Sian of Halacha in the fourth volume talks about, what about nowadays? Right, about nowadays. What's nowadays? So 100 years ago, so he spoke about the Mesilas HaBarzel, the train. Mesilas HaBarzel, the Yad Shol. Gam bezvan enosh en eschadish netiv HaBarzel, yochol olechaz arboim parsoos ba yom achad. Afilu hachi eim esharon rak behiluch hapasha bli tachbulos. Many areas of Halacha that you have to do with how much time. Right, measuring how far do you have to go to wash your hands for bread. How much time do you have to go to going back if you didn't bench. So meal, four meal, do you go by walking? Do you go by bezvan hazeh? You could drive much more. Nowadays, you could be on the other side of the world, and it could be within one day. It could be within one day. That's a big discussion in the poskim, different areas of halacha. Tzarachin bezmanenu, says the Sharam Seyam halacha. Shemishtamshim ba'aviron, v'tasim mikseo olam v'arkatseo b'yom echad, v'nimsa shenitcha din pashit v'poskim, u'be'emes ein mekilin ba'aviron. Okay, discussion. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar of Simi Barchia, makifin bibnei me'ayim. Makifin, lahakif is to bring something, one thing close to the other thing. What does that mean here? If there is a nekev, and you want to know, you're not sure if the nekev happens before Shechita or after Shechita, make another nekev and compare and see if it looks the same. That's makifin bibnei me'ayim. You can make another one and compare. Right, Rashi. Im nimtzu'u nekuvim ve'einanu yodim im kodem shechitim lachar shechita nok v'nekev achar b'tzido v'ro'anim ar'ein shavin if they're equal k'shera. Because then you know, b'yadu'a shalachar shechita haya. Right, so can you do that? Rabbi Barachia says, makiv v'nei me'ayim. Good. Says the Gemara, hanu b'nei me'ayim b'as l'kami d'rava. Akfinu v'lo idmi. He was makif and they were incomparable, meaning he was about to be matrif the animal. Asar of Misharshi Bray. His son came along and Mamashbishbihu. He rubbed his hands against the intestines, Va'idmi, and then all of a sudden it looked exactly like the other one. Right? Amalei Lemi Nalakaha, how do you know to do that? How do you know to do that? Amalei, Kama Yadai Mamashbishu, Bahani Mikami Delesi Lakami Damar. You know how many hands have rubbed this before it came in front of you? So I knew. So if you want to actually have the comparable case, you gotta rub it a little bit. Amarlei says, we had this earlier, Chakim Bri B'Treifas Rabbi Yochanan. Wow, my son is an expert in Treifas like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Da'ami Travayu, Makifim Bereya. Not only can you be makif by the intestines, you can be makif for the lungs. Amar Ravalo Amran Ela Ba'osa Aruka. But only you have to compare it in the same row in the lungs. Avalme Aruga Laruga Lo. Not, you can't switch rows of the lobes. V'hilchasa Filme Aruga Laruga. No, and the halacha is even arugal aruga, but midaka la daka migasa la gasa. Only the same type of daka and a gasa animal. Avalo migasa la daka, avalo midaka la gasa, because then it would look different. Avaya beravada mitravayu, makiv in bakana, right? You can be makiv in the kana, the trachea also. Amra papa lo amran ela baosa chulia. Only with that. Though that set of rings, I remember it was all made up of rings. Different rings, not. Different types of rings. Larger ones, smaller ones. It has to be within the same type of item. There's a big discussion in the postgame about hakafa. Right? Many postgame say you only should use it if there is no other choice. Simon Lamed Vav. We know Chilchos Shreifas go across many simanim from Simon Chavtes and Yeredeya all the way. Continues all the Simon Nun something. So in Simon Samach, right? Shreifas a lot of simanim. So in Simon Lamed Vav, it talks about a number of Nikuv Halachos, and there the poets can discuss about Hakafa. But the Ramah at the end of Sif Hey, the Ramah says we don't really do this Bizman Hazeh. The Yeshomrim, the Ain Makifin Bibhema Zula Behema Cheres, Vafila Bibhema Achas E Makifin Ella Migasa Lagasa, Taino Mi Umala Umo Midaka Lagasa, Umiu Bizmanaze, Ain Anu Bakiyan Vein Lismoch Ahakafa Klau Lahakshir. The Ramah says, Bizmanaze, we are not Bakiyim, So we don't do it. The Shach quotes the Sefer Api Rav Ravi. Deheicha diyesh od ksas tzad leheter yesh lahakel. You could use it as a sniff, meaning if you already have other tzadim to be makel, then you could be makif and use it, but not be makel just based on hakafas. So that's the Ramah quoting from the Maharil and other achronim at the end of Simen Lamed Vav Sif Hey. That's the so again, many times you have these areas of halacha that it is not the minog, even though meikar hadin. It seems that this is a good check, right? We discussed, I think even yesterday, from that case in the Chashuk Yechemet, about having a non-Jew taste something to know if it tastes like, basa b'chalav or not. So, again, there too, the poskim say in Yoredei Tzadiches, maybe we don't rely on kfeila b'zman hazeh, because even though lemaisa, it would work. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Zeiri Chalchula Shenikva Kshera. If you have, the rectum gets a neck of a kshera hole, v'yirechayim ma'amidos osa. The hips, you know, are ma'amidit, and it doesn't have an effect. V'kama, which part of it? Amar Biloi, Amar Biyochanan, makom adevek, the place where it's right next to the hips. Berubo, then only if a nekev is in the majority is it a problem. But if it's not in the place right next to it, then even a smaller nekev would be a problem. Haven't I told you in the past? Lotisli bay bukisriki. Don't hang empty bottles on him. Meaning you got the wrong, you said it in the name of the wrong person. Hachi amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, right, you quoted this in the name of this is what Rav Nachman is saying, and it was quoted before in the name of Rav Yochanan. And Rav Nachman says, haven't I told you that that's not true? Hey, haki amar Rav Nachman. Makam adavak avilanito kulo kosher. Rav Nachman says, if it's in the place where the hips are, even if it's all taken out, it's kosher. Fush nishtari bokte tfisa. Not just rov, but as long as there's a little bit left, that's all you need. That's all you need. Vakam amar abaya kamale batata betura. Like the size of a small finger, even in a large animal like an ox. So therefore, he was just upset about who he quoted it in the name of. It was not Rabbi Yochanan, he says, and therefore he got upset at him. Okay, we discussed in the past the importance of Omer Dover B'Shem Amro. We'll see if there's time at the end. Probably not. Hakeres Afanimi, next part of the Mishnah. Going back to the beginning. Hakeres Afanimi, the inner keres. Again, the animal has four different stomachs. This is one of them. Amar Yehuda Marav, Heyed Reb Nasan Bar Shela, Reish Tabchaya De Tzipori, Lifnei Rebbe. Right, the chief butcher of Tzipori was made in front of Rebbe, Mishum Rebbe Nasan. Ezi Keres Apanimi. What is the Keres Apanimi? What is the border? Right, we have rules about the neck of the Keres Apanimi. What is it? So we are about to have seven suggestions, if I'm correct, about what is the Keres Apanimi. Number one, Sanya Devi. What's hated by the wolves. Meaning it's the area of the Keres that you have like putrid, the food gets putrefied and even wolves won't eat it. So that's what the Keres Apanimi is. V'chenam Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, Sanya Devi. Number two, Rabbi Shmuel Amar, is Tomcha de Karsa. Right, some type of a stomach. Rashi says, Eini Odeya Mahu. Not sure what it is. Ravasi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Sar Yesh Bekeres Ve'eini Odeya Mahu Ezehu. Right, a skinny part of the Keres. Skinny part, that's called the Keres Apanimi. And the other rest of the part of the Keres is called called Chitzona. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nafal Karsa Bevira. Keres has now fallen into a bar because you didn't help us, right? What does it mean, the narrow part? That didn't really tell us anything specific. Amar Rav Acha Bar Rav Ava, Amar Rav Asi, Menameser Lamata. It means where it starts getting narrow. Where it gets narrow, Rashi says towards the Veshet. Right, that's the part that he was talking about. Good. Number four. V'yakam anachmeni amar shvel malkam she'ein bo milas. A place where there's no wool, no tzemer on it, that you usually scrape off. That's the keres apanimi. Rebbe Avina amar geneva mishmei d'rav tefach beveshet samach lekeres, zuya keres apanimis. It's the last part of the veshet, as it gets into the keres, last part of the esophagus. Amar b'marava mishmei d'rav yosi barchanina, kol hakeres kulo zuya keres apanimis. Right, they say in the name of Rabbi Zechanini, the whole keres is called the keres apanimis. Vezu keres achitzon, basar achofes rov keres. It's the abdomen wall, but the whole inside is the keres. That's very machmir. Rabba barafuna omar mafrata. My mafrata, amar avya hecha de pari tabchi. Mafrata means where it is exposed. Where when a butcher pulls off the skin, The part that is exposed in front of them, that's the Keres HaPanimi. Benardai Avdi Karaba Barafuna, and Ardai they went like Rabba Barafuna, this last Shita. Amalei Ravashi Ila Meimar, Kol Hanish Bait Samai. What about all the other opinions? How can you only go like this opinion? Amalei Kulu Shaychem Bidurabba Barafuna. It's all the same Shita. When it says whatever is exposed, all those are included in what's exposed. Udravasi Amar Biochanan Mai. What about Ravasi Amar Biochanan? Right, what about that Shita? Right, he says it's a narrow place, I'm not sure which one. Amar Lake, Far Pirsha, Ravachabaravir. Ravachabaravir already said what that means. It means the narrow part where it gets close to the Veshet. Udrabi Avino, Dubinei Marava Mai. Right, what about Rabbi Avina and Bnei Ma'arava, right, who say the whole thing is the Keres HaPanimi? Amar Lehani Vadi Pligi. Yeah, we argue based on that. That we don't paskin like, and again, Rashi paskins here, Le Chumra. Rashi paskins Le Chumra on the third skinny line. V'kivin de lo ifsa kilchaza avdina Le Chumra, v'tarfina b'chola keres, b'nekev, b'nashuhu, b'kibinei Ma'arava. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bigdola v'chulu, we continue. Bigdola v'gadol, right, different shirim for, going back to the Mishnah. Right, Rabbi Yehuda said, talking about the keres, right, Rabbi Yehuda says, after the Mishnah says, keres apnimi, that got a hole, or nikra rov hachitzona, Rabbi Yehuda says, it depends. Hagdola, you have a tefach, and a ktana beruba. Different shiurim. So, Amar Binyan Bar Yefes, Amar Abelazar, lo gdola gdola mamish, lo ktana ktana mamish. It doesn't mean, different types of animals. It doesn't mean the biggest animal, right, Rashi, gdola she bigdolos, ella, kol she nikra ba tefach, velo ha beruba, zui she sheninu bigdola tefach. If it got ripped a tefach, then it's trefa. Ruba v'lavi tefach, zuisha sheninu b'ktana beruba. It's also trefa. Meaning, rov or tefach. Ruba v'lavi tefach pshita. One second. If it's the majority, even if it's not a tefach, isn't that pashit? Rashi says ruba kakulo. So obviously it's ripped with the rov. Of course it's going to be a trefa. Well, tzricha davi tefach b'mashehu. What if it's rov, but the rov is just under a tefach? Just under a tefach. Mao de tema de mikra be tefach lo avi trefa. So you might think there, even though it's rov, but it's just under a tefach, so it's not going to be a trefa. Kamash malan, we say it is. Amar geneva amar abasi nikdura kisela. If it got a hole, the shape of a sela, a circular coin, it's a trefa. Why? Shimti matach tamar al tefach. Because if you would stretch it out and make it straight, then it would be the shear of a tefach, right? We have the similar idea by ksamim and ilchas nida, right? It has to be the size of a gris, and you have to sometimes have different shapes to figure out to change the shape, would it be the size, a line? This is the opposite, making a circle into a line. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, ledidi mirfshali minei de geneva, amabara de naharda. He explained to me while we were crossing the bridge in Arda, kisela kshera. Yeser mi kisela trefa. The size of a sela would still be kasher. Only more than a sela is a trefa. Vakama yeser mi kisela. How do you know that size? Amr of Yosef could go into island tlas kashyasa if three date pits could enter in bitsifa with the little like the part of the fruit that usually stays on the pit. There's always a little bit on it. Bedoka, you could push it in, or belotzib if it doesn't have that extra part on the pit. Barafchi goes in easily. Right, that's the size. That's the size of a sela. So you know, a little more than a sela is a problem, he said. Exactly a sela is not a problem. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, today's shiurim had the three sponsors. Number one, in the name, Leila Nishbas Basia Bas Nachum Ber, Miss Beatrice Cook, Baruch Ben Rav Yaakov HaKohen Javaski, and also Yerachmiel Shimon Ben Yaakov Shammai. All the neshamas should have aliyos. Okay, tomorrow's, I'm not going to give the daf tomorrow, but the Shemin will continue, after. We'll put up in the last cycle.